Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The National Football League engaged in collusion. I'm kind of surprised still that this isn't a much bigger story, but Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk and Pablo Torre broke this story, and Mike Florio joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Mike, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. One of the things I'm puzzled about with this, and I'm curious to get your impression on it, Mike, like, why didn't the PA want this out here? Like, the fact that they seem to want this suppressed as well.
This is such a missed opportunity for them, and good afternoon, by the way. But when you consider the broader context of the NFL-NFLPA relationship, if and when there's ever a potential work stoppage, the owners will gladly shut the sport down for a season to get what they want. The players just won't do that. They're not going to miss games. They're not going to miss game checks, and it's hard to blame them. They have very short, finite careers. But if you're going to have imbalance when it comes to the ultimate labor weapon that management has, you need to use anything else you can to the fullest. And this ruling is something that should have been used in every possible context, in every potential way against the NFL, in additional legal filings, in a PR blitz. As someone was telling me yesterday, they should have gone to the Department of Justice Antitrust Division and given this to them and said, you should investigate all the other ways they collude with their employees who aren't subject to a union agreement, like coaches. They've been, I believe, colluding when it comes to coaches' pay for decades. So there are so many different ways this thing should have been used as a hammer for the NFL. Instead, they stuck it in a drawer, they shoved it shut, and they refused to give it to anyone, including the members of their union, including the three quarterbacks who were the ones who were the focal point of the case. Nobody had seen this thing until Pablo got his hands on it.
Well, and that brings us to one of those quarterbacks, and it's the one we talk about most on this show for obvious reasons. And in real time, we found, like, I was throwing the collusion word around all over the place, and I'm like, it's quite dubious that the Ravens would be willing to take this asset and let him go out into the marketplace and talk to other teams and to allegedly find out what he's worth. And why would you do that? Well, maybe you would do that, right? Isn't it fair to ask? You would do that if you kind of knew your business partners, who you're supposed to be competing with, were more interested in tamping down salaries and making sure that Watson was an outlier than they were going and getting the, you know, even having a coffee with the best player ostensibly on the market that this league had seen in years.
Oh, you're absolutely right. This was all about holding the rope in a game of tug of war once Deshaun Watson got a fully guaranteed contract, because the union had tried in two prior CBA negotiations, 2011 and 2020, to get fully guaranteed contracts for all players. And the league fought back against that. So the Watson contract was the moment that a fire was started on the management side of the equation. And the league basically told the teams to take a fire extinguisher to that Watson contract and hold the rope. And the Cardinals did with Kyler Murray, the Broncos did with Russell Wilson, and the Ravens ultimately did with Lamar Jackson. But it's easy to apply the non-exclusive franchise tag when you know, number one, he wants a fully guaranteed contract, and number two, none of the other teams are going to give him one. They didn't even call him. It's amazing. before they applied the tag, the conclusion from the arbitrator was that there were multiple teams that had reached out before the tag was applied. Once the tag was applied, nobody ever talked to him. And I remember believing the same thing at the time. It's all collusion. They're coming up with excuses. It felt like Colin Kaepernick all over again. One excuse after another as to why they weren't interested. Completely different facts, but the same idea. Excuse after excuse after excuse. And in this case, it's a guy who was the MVP in 2023 and should have been the MVP in 2024, mm-hmm. all due respect to Josh Allen.
So you're a lawyer, I'm not, but is there a part of you who, having consumed this now and marinated on it, if you were to advise Lamar Jackson and say, well, wait a minute, Lamar Jackson, they used a mechanism in the CBA that they said publicly was allowing you to find out your worth before you came back to them to do a deal. And you put out a statement on your own social media in real time saying, I think I got to go somewhere else to get what I want because these guys won't recognize my worth. But in fact, if no one was willing to even call you to have a nice tea with you, then we never knew what you were worth. So, you know what I mean? Is there some legal standing? Is there anything he could do? And I know that CBAs are kind of ironclad, and you know, we know this special master. I mean, look, we know that that's not really a real court, right? That's a kangaroo court. But do you think he has any recourse to say, wait a minute, this whole thing was a bit of a charade?
Well, and it's not as much of a kangaroo court as it is when the league is in charge of the arbitration. But in this case, I believe the arbitrator just flat out got it wrong. He ignored what I think is strong evidence. Circumstantial.
Sure.
Circumstantial evidence is still evidence that they did listen to what the management council said when they told the owners March 28th of 2022, watch the guaranteed money, reduce the guaranteed money, because they did. And the text message exchanges, like the ones between Michael Bidwell, the owner of the Cardinals, and Deuce Fantasy on the Chargers, I mean, that is all damning circumstantial evidence that they did exactly what they were told to do. So from Jackson's perspective, I think what you have to do is take a step back and realize the system is kind of rigged against you as it relates to proven collusion. So you have to find other ways to build leverage. And I look at his contract right now, guys, he's got 3 years left.
Yeah.
His cap number goes to $75 million next year. Now, the Ravens have a device where they can do a restructuring and bring that down, but those dollars under the cap get pushed to future years. His cap number 2027, the last year of the contract, is $75 million, and maybe it'll go higher if they restructure next year. And the franchise tag for 2028 is a 20% bump over whatever his final cap number is for 2027. Right now, that's due to be $89 million as his one-year franchise tag number in 2028. He could just sit tight. He could, he can basically do what he did the last time and say, I want a fully guaranteed contract, and until you give it to me, I'm not signing. And if he's willing to play the next 3 years, he goes straight to free agency. But the problem is, what's going to happen when he goes straight to free agency?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? No one's going to offer him a fully guaranteed contract.
Mike, you and Pablo did a great job uncovering all the 61-page document and breaking it all down. I'm quite frankly shocked this isn't a bigger story nationally with how damning this is against the league.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I think there's a lot of media companies out there that are in bed or hope to be in bed with the National Football League. ESPN is getting ready to buy NFL Media. So they didn't even have a story on it until last night around 7 o'clock Eastern. CBS had something Jonathan Jones wrote, but I will say this. I have had so many radio and podcast requests the last 2 days, I can't keep them straight. And I know it's a slow week, but still, it would be very easy for people to just gloss over and say, ah, this isn't very interesting. So I think people get it. But I agree with you. It is something that should be reverberating. It should be resonating. Media companies should be assigning reporters to find ways to advance this. This isn't just something that should get covered as a discrete event that is over. Because there are players out there exploring their options. Let's get some of them on the record. Let's get some more reporting on what they're doing, on whether they're going to hire lawyers. Are they going to sue the league? Are they going to sue the union? Are they going to sue both? Let's hear from a player. Let's hear from somebody on the executive committee. And there's so many media companies out there that are constantly competing for fresh content as it relates to the NFL. The idea that no one is swarming around. And they're easy to find, the executive committee members. The player representatives are easy to find. The running backs that were losing their minds justifiably 2 years ago, they should be commenting on this. And maybe it'll happen, I don't know. But I just feel like this thing, and maybe people don't fully understand yet what the potential of it is, but I do think a lot of it is you've got, especially as it relates to the major legacy media companies, you got a lot of people that don't want to piss off the NFL.
Talking with Mike Florio, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Mike, before we let you go, you've got good instincts for this. Your opinion, where do we go from here? Is it business as usual? Does anything change?
Well, it all depends upon whether or not the players get upset. And I think what's happened is that the union has weaponized player apathy against them. And that's how Lloyd Howell got the job as executive director a couple of years ago, under this process that was completely cloaked in secrecy, and no one even knew who the other candidates were. And we still don't know with any real certainty who the other candidates were. And if the players just continue to not be engaged, nothing's going to happen with this. But if players get upset, and if I was a member of this union, I'd be upset. Why did you hide this from me? Especially if I was Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, or Russell Wilson. Why'd you hide this from me? Why is this a big secret? And I don't know that the things J.C. Treader, who's now the chief strategy officer and may have designs on being the next executive director, I don't know whether the things he said about Russell Wilson are going to piss players off. But my understanding is one of the reasons they hid this is because they wanted to protect J.C. Treader from what would be the bad look of a potential future executive director saying nasty things about a prominent quarterback. So it all comes down to the players. Are the players going to rise up and ask questions and demand change? Or is this going to be like anything else where it just kind of fizzles out and dies down and we all have the attention span of goldfish and we move on to the next bright, shiny object whenever it comes along?
Mike Florio, this has been great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Come back. Baltimore Orioles, put Gary Sanchez behind the plate at your own peril. It's some necessary roughness next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores.
Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.